This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell suggests that the Senate will vote on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement this week. Bloomberg News expects a vote Thursday as the Senate committee is required to sign off on the implementing legislation or doing so quickly. However, a final vote has not been confirmed. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee approved the agreement yesterday, 16-4. The Senate Budget Committee also approved the trade agreement Tuesday. Up next, the bill must be approved by the Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, along with the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee today. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee changed its hearing from Thursday to today, and the Senate Appropriations Committee is expected to do the same, sending the agreement to the full Senate for approval. The House of Representatives is expected to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate today, but the trial won't likely start until next week, offering a small window of opportunity for the Senate to pass the USMCA agreement. The Department of Agriculture reminds historically underserved producers who are participating in the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP, of the advanced payment options. The advanced payment option allows them to get conservation practice payments in advance of practice implementation. EQIP is administered by the Natural Resources Conservation Service. The program provides financial and technical assistance to address natural resource concerns and to deliver environmental benefits. In fiscal 2019, NRCS invested $1.3 billion through the EQIP program to implement conservation practices on more than 13 million acres. A historically underserved producer includes beginning farmers, socially disadvantaged farmers, veteran farmers, and limited resource farmers. Under the advanced payment option, producers may request payments when they have final designs and job sheets and are ready to begin their EQIP practice. Advanced payments provide at least 50% of the payment rate for each practice. The funds must be spent within 90 days of receipt, and practices must be completed as agreed to in an EQIP plan of operations. Moving on into other ag news from the FSA office, the new year means enrollment deadlines for the 2019 ARC and PLC programs, and those program deadlines are approaching very quickly. Richard Fordyce, administrator of the Farm Service Agency, says it's a great time for producers to head to their local FSA office to get signed up.
For the 2019 crop, the deadline is March 15th, and for the 2020 crop, the sign-up deadline is June 30th. We're asking producers, while times are a little slower on the farm, and certainly I know there are not very many of those days throughout the year, encouraging producers to come into their local Farm Service Agency office and get signed up for ARC PLC. It's our main safety net program.
Fordyce says the ARC and PLC programs have more flexibility for producers than when the program first started.
Some changes to the programs via the 2018 Farm Bill allows more flexibility to producers. So producer would go into an FSA office, do their 19 sign-up and elections, do their 2020 sign-up. The election for 19 will also be the same for 2020, and then producers will have the flexibility for crop years 2021, 2022, and 2023 to change those elections if the market or other indicators tell them that that's what they need to do.
Both farmers and their local FSA offices aren't quite as busy as they are at other times of the year, which makes it a great time to get in and get the paperwork done.
It takes a little longer to do the application and do the sign-up. That's why we're asking folks to come in now and get that done, again, ahead of more of a busy season, so they've got that behind them and they're ready to go for 19 and 20.
While producers have learned a lot about both programs, the FSA has designed a tool to help producers make the best decision for their individual operation.
We partnered with Texas A&M University and the University of Illinois to develop a decision support tool that producers can actually put their own numbers in to help them make the decision as to which program would be better for which crop. The web address for that decision support tool, fsa.usda.gov/ARCPLC.
And again, that was Richard Fordyce, administrator of the Farm Service Agency. And we'll be back following these messages.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go towards the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn I can't afford life insurance into I can start protecting my family today. Call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Costs per policy will vary.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau members save big with the new membership benefit platform. Members enjoy access to more than 302,000 discounts on everything from hotel rooms, theme parks, restaurants, and movies to Ford vehicles, prescriptions, electronics, and more. If you aren't a member of Macoupin County Farm Bureau but would like to join, call 217-854-2571. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
And we're back here on your Wednesday afternoon ag show, and moving on into state and local news. Illinois continues to top the annual crop production report estimates for soybean production, according to the 2019 Department of Agriculture estimates. Despite a tough growing season for most of the Midwest, Illinois farmers consistently produce strong soybean yields. Illinois soybean farmers raised 532.4 million bushels of beans in 2019, on 9.86 million acres, with an average yield of 54 bushels per acre. Illinois Soybean Association Chairman Doug Schroeder says 2019 will be remembered as the most challenging growing season on record, but adds that he thinks the report reflects the Illinois soybean industry's resiliency and ability to produce a consistent, high-quality product year in, year out. Iowa ranks second in the production with 501.6 million bushels raised on 9.12 million acres. Nationwide, soybean production last year, totaled 3.56 billion bushel, down 20% from 2018. The average yield per acre was estimated at 47.4 bushels, down 3.2 from 2018. Harvested area was down 14% from 2018 to 75 million acres. Moving on to local ag news now, the Kaskaskia River breached the Vandalia levee in at least seven spots that were visible from a road. Illinois Farm Bureau Director Ken Kripe, a director of the Vandalia Levee and Drainage District, told Farm Week on Tuesday. Meanwhile, central and southern Illinois rivers experienced widespread minor to moderate flooding caused by rains late last week and over the weekend, according to Darren Hansing with the National Weather Service hydrologist based in Lincoln. Kevin Dreached, warning coordinator meteorologist with the National Weather Service in St. Louis, said Illinois rivers within his jurisdiction recorded modest levels and continued to fall. Because as much as 6 inches of rain had been predicted last week, the Vandalia Levee commissioners had asked the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to close the gates that release water from Lake Shelbyville into the Kaskaskia River. However, those gates were opened and sent more water down the river that was added to by 5.5 to 6 inches of rain over the weekend. The Corps predicted the river would crest at 28 feet, but a river level of 26.5 feet overtops the levee at Vandalia. And Hansing noted that the flood gauge on the Little Wabash River at Carmi in White County is predicting major flooding later this week. It's a fast-responding river, Hansing said. There are dates and locations, however, for the Illinois Emergency Management Agency's coordinated free meetings on flooding. Those dates and locations include a meeting held today in Jackson County in Murfreesboro, on next Wednesday at the National Great Rivers Museum in Alton, and again the following Wednesday, January 29th, at Black Hawk College in Moline. Speakers will cover potential for spring flooding and availability of flood insurance for this year. In other ag news today, the director of agriculture resigned his job this week at the request of the governor after it came to light that John Sullivan was forwarded a now infamous email from a state house lobbyist in 2012. Sullivan reported to the governor's office that he had indeed been sent Mike McLean's email, but didn't read the entire message. Sullivan says he said had he, his reaction to the hearing about a cover-up of rape and a ghost payroll, that workers would have been able to then go to authorities. Governor Pritzker says he has no idea if McLean supported Sullivan for the director's job, but he's proud of the work that Sullivan did while leading the department.
As the director of the Department of Agriculture, he did terrific work for me. Look at what happened at our state fairs. We had huge success. He introduced the entire field of hemp farming and all of the necessary regulations. Cannabis licensing went through the Department of Agriculture. Don't forget broadband, which is an enormous focus of ours that he was leading. So, you know, that's what I know, that he did terrific work for me. But I am holding anybody and everybody accountable for coming forward and giving whatever information that they have about what's in that email.
Sullivan served as the state senator during the time of the 2012 email where Mike McLean had lived. And that'll wrap it up for this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Farm Show. Reporting, I'm Gabe Osborne.